This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of a USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And we've been talking about animal cruelty and testing. Gwyneth went to the internet during the break and onegreenplanet.org. And this website says, we all love our dogs, and there's no contesting that point. Our dogs are not only our trusted companions or members of our families who we care deeply about. However, many people don't realize that the products that they buy every day fuel the abuse of dogs across the United States. We commonly think of rabbits and mice when it comes to animals used in laboratories for experimentation and research, but to the surprise of many, our beloved dogs also fall into this category. Dogs are especially popular for use in toxicology tests, which determine safe levels of an unknown substance for humans. They're also popular for cancer studies because dogs and humans have similar immune systems, making dogs a good model for cancer immunotherapies in the eyes of the National Cancer Institute. The dogs used in these other these and other experiments are routinely euthanized at the end of the experiments. These dogs suffer in labs. Wild dogs seen as pets cuddle up in fluffy beds, get gourmet food, and are treated as family members. What they're saying is some dogs have nice lives and some of them are absolutely tortured. And it goes on to say many people are simply not aware of lab testing on dogs, and they do not realize how terrible it is for the animals. If they knew the shocking facts, they would think twice about the purchases, meaning purchasing from companies who use dogs as testing subjects. And then there's another website called PETA.org, PETA.org, and this one says that you may have assumed that most major cosmetic companies were still on board with alternatives to cruelty to animals, but there's still some who pay to poison and kill. And what they're saying, these are not my words, this is from PETA.org. For instance, L'Oreal, which doesn't test on animals in the United States, pays for deadly testing in China, where archaic and painful experiments on animals are required for cosmetics. It goes on to say these companies pay for tests on animals in China. And I'm just going to read them. Now, if you want to see it yourself, just go to PETA.org, and it's on their website. It says these companies pay for tests on animals in China. Estee Lauder, Avon, Clinique, Maybelline, New York, Mary Kay, Bobbi Brown, Victoria's Secret, GamGlow, Elizabeth Arden, New York, Benefit, San Francisco, Makeup Forever, Professional, Paris, Origins, Clarins of Paris, Lamar, L-A-M-E-R, OPI, and others. So now we're learning that, so we don't do it in the United States. We just hire it out. Wow. Any comments?
It's absolutely disgusting. And, you know, Peter and I, we don't agree about a lot of things. They're more or less a vegan organization, so they don't believe that anyone should have farm animals, basically. But on this issue, Peter and I absolutely agree, because it's disgusting. And, you know, the real scandal of it is that it's not just in China, but here in the state of Victoria, in Australia, the medical and laboratory animal testing industry is huge. And, you know, they have about just under 3,000 dogs per year that they have tests that are actually reported in government statistics. That there's 3,000 dogs each year in Victoria are used in animal testing, okay, for various purposes. And, you know, as horrific as the cosmetic testing industry is, as horrific as the medical testing industry is, it doesn't even begin to cover it, because in Australia, we have a system of ethics committees, okay, which are supposed to approve or disapprove tests on animals. And I can tell you for sure that the ethics committees are nothing but a rubber stamp. And so basically the process is like this scientist sits around, you know, next to his fireplace or whatever, and comes up with whatever test he wants to do. He writes it down, he puts it in a proper document, he sends it to the ethics committee, and the ethics committee puts a rubber stamp on it and says, yes, that's okay, there's nothing wrong, that's not cruel or mean or horrible. And this, if it falls under the category of basic research, it doesn't even have to necessarily have a scientific purpose. You know, you don't have to know what you're going to find out before you conduct that particular experiment on the dog. You just might want to know, what happens if I do X, Y, and Z? You know, what happens if I, you know, for instance, break a dog's legs and then, you know, put this particular type of metal on, and we'll just see what sort of reaction that has on the dog's system when we make a plate of this sort of metal on the dog's leg that we have deliberately broken. We want to test this new alloy for, you know, a medical prosthesis or whatever. Oh, yes, let's break a dog's hip so we can test a new type of hip implant.
Okay,
this
so
is
how
what
many?
We're talking about. It's disgusting.
How many?
Totally disgusting.
How many dogs are used in these kinds of tests? According to OneGreenPlanet.org, it says the American Vivisection Society estimates 70,000 to 75,000 dogs are used for research each year. Most of these dogs are beagles. That's what it says. Beagles are the most popular dog to use for tests. And if you think of a beagle, you can't come up with a more docile, more friendly, more lovable.
They're sweet.
Absolutely.
They're absolutely sweet and gentle and docile, and there's no way. They're probably one of the least aggressive dog breeds out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally okay. Trusting and nice and kind.
Right. Right. And according to OneGreenPlanet.org, it says dogs are bred for labs. Quote, shockingly, beagles and other dogs are bred specifically for labs. Research institutions often purchase the animals from from Class A licensed animal breeders who produce animals for the sole purpose of selling them for experimentation. Depending on the type of research that's being conducted, breeders produce different types of dogs with certain characteristics. For example, dogs can even be bought with or without working vocal cords for the price of $700 for a 33-pound dog. So dogs are being bred for experimentation.
So the dogs are bred not to be able to bark.
Okay, here's some more. Shelter dogs are used for experiments. This is onegreenplanet.org. An investigation into the University of Utah. Let me say it a different way. The University of Utah revealed they were buying homeless dogs and cats from shelters for experiments.
Yep.
Let me read it again.
There you go.
An investigation into the University of Utah revealed that they, meaning the University of Utah, was buying homeless dogs and cats from shelters, for experiments.
Yeah.
So, you know, you think of these shelters and you go, well, thank goodness these dogs and cats are being saved, they're being fed, and they found homes for them. Well, if they found a home at that time... Yeah, what a nice home that is.
Yeah, and I found this out. I just got really, really angry. You know, because of their damned hypocrisy. The dog ranger comes around here, and he's got RSPCA written on his shirt. As the truth, that the two are actually now one. And they confiscate dogs from people left, right, and centre, often just because they're not licensed, no animal welfare issue or anything like that. And then they end up in the pound, and from the pound, they often end up in animal testing laboratories. They end up, they end up in LD50 experiments, which means that they're fed a particular substance to see what sort of a dose that will kill that animal, okay? So that people know the level of toxicity of particular substances. But the thing is, these experiments, they're not even reliable. Because I'll tell you what, if anyone in the FDA had ever done an LD50 test on chocolate with dogs, chocolate would never have been approved as a food substance, because chocolate is totally poisonous to dogs. But it's not poisonous to us.
We'll talk about. What's it? Class, remember this, 8 square feet. What is 8 square feet? Think about that.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, you're talking about painful life of a lab dog, L-A-B. We're not talking about a Labrador Retriever. We're talking about a dog bred to be experimented upon, or a dog that was picked up by a shelter, or even cats, and sold to a testing laboratory. So there's a website called the DallasObserver.com. And it says, a lab dog's painful life. Thousands of man's best friends are still used for testing. Goes on to say, the purpose-bred laboratory beagle is remarkably versatile animal. It can be used to ingest a toxic compound until it dies, and to ascertain human safety guidelines for pesticides. Now, what that means is, let's give this caged dog, this beagle, a toxic compound until we kill it. Or we give it pesticides until it dies. And we go, oh, that's too much. It should have backed off a little bit. It might have just suffered rather than died on us. We'll have to get a new dog. Its heart, brain, and prostate are easily accessible for cancer studies. It's bred to be docile and obedient. If necessary, it can be purchased without working vocal cords. Now imagine Imagine what it would be like being in that room with all these dogs being tortured, barking and crying and whining. Imagine what that would be like, how awful that would be for those who are experimenting on the dogs. Well, we can fix that. We can have them delivered without vocal cords. Then we don't have to listen to them whine and complain while they're being tortured to death. For around $700, you can get a 33-pound specimen that needs no more than 8 square feet of kennel space per federal law. Now, let's talk about what 8 square feet is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's 8 square feet.
That's
2 feet wide by 4 feet long.
By 4 feet long.
2 feet wide by 4 feet long.
I heard there's a place in the Ninth Circle of Hell for these people. I really hope there is.
I have in front of me 3 flat screen monitors directly in front of me, edge to edge to edge. And I have 3 keyboards. Now, if you jam, and these are flat screen monitors. We're not talking about cathode ray tube, you know, the big deep screens. No, we're talking about flat screens. If you put the keyboards in front of the monitors and you jam it all together, that's more than 8 square feet. These dogs are put into these kennels and there are no federal, well, if they're 33 pounds or more, you need 8 square feet. Otherwise, you don't need 8 square feet. Heck. That would be a lot of space. These dogs are caged and go crazy because they're confined. And your government is allowing this. The Dallas Observer continues, for some research, including certain cardiovascular and skeletal studies, and especially testing that involves a treadmill, a beagle may not be appropriate. The preferred model for these studies is a large, mature, outbred, barrel-chested mongrel or hound. Their larger size ensures higher volume of blood that can be sampled. In 2013, approximately 74,000 dogs were used in scientific research, according to the Humane Society of the United States. Tabulation of data provided by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Yep.
You might.
And government documents are available on the web. And the Victorian figures that I have come from the Victorian Department of Agriculture. It's on a PDF document which is released by them on the net. It's freely available if anyone wants a copy of the Victorian figures. That's not for any other Australian state. That's just for Victoria. 3,000, almost 3,000 dogs.
The National Institutes of Health funded a $263.5 million in grants for studies using dogs, with $45.3 million devoted to pharmaceutical testing. We'll be right back.
Oh my gosh.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, the latest Trump administration official to be confronted while dining out. Reports are a sixth grade teacher from suburban Washington, D.C. harassed Pruitt as he was finishing lunch yesterday at a restaurant just a few blocks from EPA headquarters. After getting some criticism for not doing so, President Trump has ordered the lowering of American flags nationwide for those killed in the Capitol Gazette shootings in Annapolis, Maryland last week. Meanwhile, over 500 people gathered in Owings Mills, Maryland last night to remember one of the victims of the mass shooting, Rob Hyacin, a friend of his saying he doesn't want to remember the way his colleague died.
I want to just remember what a wonderful person Rob was and what a great, wonderful, selfless life he led.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So during the break, I did a little bit of research. And I found this company called Marshall Bio Resources. M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. Bio, B-I-O, Resources. And their website is marshallbio.com. And they've got a tab And it says About Us. So I clicked on the About Us, and it has the history of this company. And it says, now I'll post this on our website, usapreparers.com, after the broadcast. It says, our company began back in... I'm reading this, okay? These are not my words. Our company began back in 1939 with a young farmer and his unique interest in raising ferrets. Our founder, Gilman Marshall, actually started raising ferrets as a hobby. As at the time, ferrets were used for hunting small game and rodents. Initially, Marshall's ferrets were marketed to the public as pets and for hunting rats and other pests. However, when the ferret proved to be a valuable model for the development of canine distemper vaccines, Marshall saw the growing need for providing healthy, well-tempered animals to advance medical discoveries. As it became common among pharmacologists to use multiple species to understand the new way drugs interacted with the body, it became standard practice to use dogs in addition to rodents in the development of new drugs. In 1962, motivated by changes in the FDA regulations regarding the testing of new medicines, the Marshall family established a colony of beagle dogs specifically for this research. From the very beginning, the Marshalls placed priority on the health and well-being of animals raised in their care, and they knew that in order to produce the most accurate and reliable study, the dogs needed to be healthy and well acclimated. The Marshalls also created a culture of collaboration with their customers and encouraged the customers to provide feedback and share their needs. This culture continued through the decades, and the Marshall Beagle is now recognized worldwide.
Oh, my gosh. You know something? What? And I'll bet you that they have that special Teflon coating on them, and that they are never, ever, ever, ever investigated by the ASPCA.
I don't know, but the further I dig into this, the more gut-wrenching it is.
It is. And, you know, how could anybody who's ever owned a dog willfully raise even 1 liter of puppies, knowing that it was going into, knowing what was going to happen to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to see these beautiful creatures born. And when I see a litter of puppies born here, okay, I look at them and I think, gosh, each one of these dogs, when it gets big, it's going to go to a family. It's going to be a loved pet for a whole lifetime. Okay, and when I select the next generation of dogs, I look for temperament, I look for soundness of body, I look for soundness of mind, I look for what looks good. You know what I mean? But the key thing that I look for is temperament. You know, is this dog intelligent? Is this dog docile? Is this dog, does it have maybe some protective instincts, but maybe in control? You know what I mean? And to think that there's actually people out there in the world who could willfully breed dogs, knowing that they would be tortured to death, every single one of them. And that torture process would take maybe 4 or 5 years. How could you? You know, and the fact that the SPCA just totally, they just overlook it because there's so much money involved in this industry, and it's big business. It's pharmaceutical companies. It's medical device companies. It's universities, you know. No, instead they go around and they harass people who have pet shops. It's now illegal as of the 1st of July to have a pet shop in Victoria that sells puppies and kittens to the public. And I kid you not, it actually is. And, you know, if you're somebody who breeds dogs or breeds cats for the purpose of providing family pets, you run a gauntlet, even putting an advertisement up, because the person that you get calling you for, you know, to buy this dog or this cat off of you might be okay, but it might be an undercover SPCA officer, and they might want to, you know, give you a five-figure sum fine for having an for selling, you know, dogs and cats without a permit. I kid you not, a five-figure fine, and it's just happened to a friend of mine, and. You know, there's, and they have black shirt organizations that have false, that actually build false cases against pet shop owners, okay? That they go in and they do things like plant dead puppies in the rubbish bin and then take a photo of it. And here that organization is called Oscar's Law. And you can look up their page on the internet if you want. It's www.oscarslaw.org. But they actually did that to a friend of mine. She had actually three pet superstores in Melbourne just 2 years ago, and they were really, really well run. And these people, the Oscar's Law organization systematically harassed her and harassed her staff till one by one they left, okay? And they quite literally did do things like plant a dead puppy in the dumpster out the back and then take a photo of it. That's quite literally what they did, you know? And they hammered her on the review sites to the point of where her pet shop was, I think, had 1.5-star reviews on social media. And in the reality of her pet shop was that she would have famous television vets who had their own TV shows here in Victoria come and you know, visit her pet shop and tell everybody how wonderful her pet shop was. And this particular TV vet, his name is Dr. Harry Cooper, and he's very, very famous here in Victoria. He would not have said what a good job she was doing with her pet shop, with running her pet shop, unless it actually was true. You know? It's, oh, my gosh. And they have absolutely driven her out of business. And, you know, you've got to think, they're doing this, and then on the other hand, you know, they're just allowing these medical testing laboratories to torture dogs to death, and that they're actually selling puppies and dogs to them. This is more than hypocrisy. This is just making me really, really angry. You know, just thinking about it. The harm that they're doing to ordinary people who, you know, it's just about impossible to be a registered breeder of dogs. I don't know of anyone now who has their registration with the kennel club to actually breed pedigree dogs. They're hardly ever out there for sale, you know, because the red tape, the registration is just so much. And you get harassed. You get harassed. And you're absolutely putting yourself on the line, even putting up an advertisement to sell one litter of puppies. That's disgusting. And nobody seems to be talking about it. Nobody seems to be jumping up and down about it. But I'm talking about it. I'm jumping up and down about it because it's disgusting.
I'm looking at the website for Marshall Bio Resources. They've got, you go to, and I'll have it on our website, USA Prepares. They've got rotating series of pictures. They've got a guinea pig who looks absolutely beautiful. They've got a dog with a ball in its mouth, a red ball or an apple. They've got a couple beagles looking at. They've got a couple beagles looking at what would be appeared to be a veterinarian in a white lab coat with a stethoscope. You know, it appears that this veterinarian or this person, this guy with the lab coat, is really interested in the health and welfare of these dogs. And then they've got, you know, this ferret, and they've got an absolutely wonderful looking ferret. They've got two little piglets, happy as can be, innocent as can be. And this is MarshallBio.com, the company that sells puppies to laboratories for research. And here's front page. It says recent news: enlisting dogs in the war on cancer. That sounds pretty nice. Enlisting dogs in the war on cancer. In the thousands of years they've been domesticated, dogs have helped humans in many ways, from helping them herd sheep and cattle to performing research. There's another one right on the front page. More news. Dogs help in breast carcinoma research.
So it gives the dogs can also cancer. How's that?
Yep. There you go. There you go. I'll post it on the website, USA Prepares. So figure 70,000 dogs to 75,000 dogs a year are being used.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about man's best friend. And we're talking about how corporations raise puppies for experimentation. Horrific experimentation. Absolute cruelty to animals. The kind of thing that none of us would tolerate. But yet, it's all allowed by your government corporations. And the restrictions placed on dog breeders to raise dogs for companions is extreme.
It's ridiculous.
So I've got a couple comments. You may think that initially that this has nothing to do with the topic of dogs, but and cats and breeding. But it does. I do not donate any money to any charity, any organized charity. And you might say, well, that's, you know, pretty selfish. Okay, well, you can do that. That's your right. You can have an opinion. I do not donate any money to the American Cancer Society, the United Way, the March of Dimes, nor no organized charity, nor religion. I don't give any money to the Catholic Church. Now, I have in the past, before I realized what I was doing. But I don't give any money to any organized organization. I only help people directly. Now, you may think I'm bragging. I'm not doing that either. I'm just telling you what I do. So, I will help people that where I know that 100% of whatever I do gets to do what I wanted it to do. That means that if I were raising dogs, I would not raise them to be sold for experimentation. Because I wouldn't know what was happening to those dogs. If I were raising dogs, I would only raise them to be sold to individuals where they would be in a happy home where they would be loved and cared for and treated as a member of the family. When I purchased TJ, Thomas Jefferson, our English Mastiff, I was interviewed. It wasn't called an interview, but it sure was, by the breeder. He wanted to make sure that that puppy that he loved and raised went to a home that would love him and take care of him. And he wasn't going to sell that puppy to anyone else, meaning someone who wasn't going to take care of him and love him and treat him as a member of the family. So maybe the lesson is, as you go through life, check out those organizations that sound so wonderful. Look into what they actually do. Ask lots of questions. And if you're going to contribute, if you're going to help, or if you're going to breed dogs, whatever it is you're going to do, make sure whatever that effort is that you expend goes to where you think it's going to go. So, Gwyneth, if I were raising dogs, I would only raise them to be sold where I knew exactly where they were going. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I would say that that's probably a really, really good policy. Yeah. In the past, I have sold puppies to a pet shop. That's the pet shop, you know, that my friend owned, the one that, you know, had a business destroyed. But, you know, the thing is that as far as we could tell, as far as I could tell, that she took quite a responsible stance to make sure that the people who were buying the pups off her were actually, you know, that they weren't, that they were actually going to care for them. You know what I mean? So, you know, she'd been doing that for very many years, and just, you know, making sure that that the best interests of the animal were taken into account. But these days, I sell them privately, and I would say that if I had any doubts about where the puppy was going to, I wouldn't let it go.
There you go. Good for you. Good for you.
Yep.
Pretty sobering broadcast today about what's happening to man's best friend. It's an outrage. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. Best of
okay.
all.
You have a lovely day.
You too.
Okay.
Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.